Three BBC journalists entered North Korea posing as students on a university trip organised by the London School of Economics.
So, welcome to the real North Korea.
This is some of the footage they filmed covertly close to the capital, Pyongyang. Alex Peters Day, General Secretary of the LSE Students' Union, says the risks were not made clear to the rest of the tour group.
We were shocked that they would put our students at that level of risk without informing them beforehand. I feel it's an absolute disgrace to be so reckless in students' lives, and I think BBC took a bit of a gamble.
The BBC insists it did inform all the students on the trip about the presence of the journalists and the risks involved. But the lead reporter on the documentary, John Sweeney, says full details were deliberately withheld.
We were anxious that if I was arrested, if that happened, then the less the students knew, the better.
University authorities have complained to the BBC about their actions. Some of the students who were on the trip have received threatening letters from the North Korean state. James Hoare is a former British ambassador to North Korea.
There is still in North Korean detention a Korean-American tour operator who was arrested allegedly for passing memory sticks or CDs to North Koreans. It's a dangerous business going undercover in North Korea, and it's a very big mistake, I think, to endanger other people in the process.
But the BBC says the footage gives a window on real life in North Korea at a time when its leader is warning of nuclear war. Kerry Thomas is head of news programmes at the BBC.
We don't understand what the motivations and the intentions are of this regime. We very, very rarely get access to it. And for the BBC to have this documentary is a very, very important piece of public interest journalism.
Opinions among the student body at the LSE were mixed.
If the BBC documentary is able to provide some sort of aspect of originality or novelty to that same sort of, you know, rehashed journalistic story, then maybe the sacrifice made on the part of LSE would be worth it.
As a PhD student, when I go out and do my field work, I feel like this could impact on what people believe of what you're doing.
The LSE has asked for the broadcast to be cancelled, fearing possible retribution if the students' identities are revealed. The BBC did agree to blur students' faces, but is going ahead with the broadcast. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.